Hello, calls to this number are being screened by Smart Call Blocker. Please say your name after the tone, then press pound.
Alex.
Please wait a moment while your call is connected.
Hello?
Hi, Curtis.
Hey.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I ain't been doing good.
I'm sorry?
Been sick.
Oh, no.
I ain't been up to it.
I see. Do you have, like, colds, or what type of sickness do you have?
I have my good days and bad days like that.
I'm sorry to hear about that.
I have COPD. Remember I told you?
Yes, sir. I'm really sorry to hear that. Well, that's why I was, like, trying to call you for the past few days, and I figured there might be something that's going on with you.
Well, it was. I wasn't able to get up to answer the phone. I didn't feel like getting up.
Right. Are you feeling better now, or?
Yes, ma'am. I'm feeling better now. I was having extremely I was having some bad pain with my hip.
Oh, no. Oh, you know about it. I'm really sorry about that. I am actually just giving...
But double wide is tied in with the property. I did find that out. I got a tax ticket.
You have one?
All of this combined together. It ain't like a vehicle setting up. It's permanent.
Right. That's what we're actually trying to figure out. Like, first, I wanted to say that I wanted to really apologize for, you know, any confusion and lack of accurate information earlier in the process. I've told you last time that B, she's actually the one who emailed you, is trying to get in touch with the attorneys, and we've been, you know, working to get everything straightened out, and we've been in touch with them to, you know, just to resolve this because we really wanted to move forward with the closing. And I know you also wanted to move forward with it. So,
yes,
you know, I've told you to actually request for the title for the mobile home to, you know, to move forward with it. But that's what you've been trying to do. But it didn't work out. So the second option is, you know, as you've said, paying taxes for the mobile home. And it might be, like, considered as part of the land. So we just need, like, something really from the DMV or, like, some type of document stating that the mobile home's title has been officially, like, surrendered and merged with
the
land deed.
That's the taxes. That'd be from the Rockbridge County tax thing that you would want from the courthouse where your taxes comes from. It tells it on there that it's on there. It don't come out and say the double wide. It says the man, I wish I had it here. I was just reading it. It's investment of $65,000 or something like that on it.
Mm-hmm.
Improvement. And that's the house I was talking about.
Do you have that document right now, or is that the one that you returned?
It's my tax ticket. Do you know what a tax ticket is? It shows you the value of the land and the home is on it, and the home is on it. It's got the 65, I'm pretty sure.
would...
I have them, but later, so it would make it cheaper on my payments, the taxes. It was, they had a way up in one time, $159,000. That's a place that's running ourselves for way over $400,000. But I'm not trying to get that kind of my friend of mine sold their house, $162,000, lived up the road from me. They had a double wide, three bedroom, double wide, 48 foot long. Mine was bigger than theirs. They had was 24, mine is 28, which ours is better looking.
And you said that's the tax ticket that you have?
If you had a double wide on my place and sold it, I know you could get $139,000 easy, maybe $140,000, maybe $150,000. But I'm at an age now, money just don't interest me that much. Trying to start out on something like that to make money, I would do it if I was able to, only for my kids. But I'm not fit to worry about nothing like that no more.
Okay. I got that. Like honestly, we still wanted to really move forward with a deal, Curtis.
I would email you the tax ticket thing and show you what I'm talking about. It's
that would be great.
Improvements. It's got written on our improvements. When I put the home in there, I got a cement slab board all the way around it. I got piers sticking up out the ground filled with solid concrete. That was over $6,000 to do that. And if you ever took a house down or anything, needed the piers, well, you could reuse them. Because they already put together, you won't have to stack them. All you need is a good backhoe to pick them up.
Okay. Right. And you said that you are willing to send that over to me, the tax ticket. Does it really say that, you know, you've made some improvements and...
It's got on our improvements, and that's talking about the house.
Okay. That would be great because the attorneys have advised us that we will be needing, like, just a document from the DMV stating that the mobile home
unless you want to come here to Lexington and go in there and ask them for the title yourself to it and see what they tell you.
Right.
I've tried everything. I can't do
I
it
know.
No more. I mean, the hip hurts me too bad.
Okay. I know, Curtis. I know that you've did your best, and
I told you I got stuff over there to get out the house. I'm going to get a boy I know help me with that, get it out.
Well, I think what will be the best option right now is if you can go ahead and send that tax ticket showing that, you know, like some type of document that the mobile's home title has been officially surrendered and merged with the land deed, that would be great.
I sent you the deed. I send that to you.
But we will be needing the one for the mobile home. And
well, see, that ain't going to say the mobile home. It's going to say improvement. It don't say homes on tax tickets. It's not a car.
Can you send that over? What would
investment?
Gotcha. Would you be able to, like, you know, send that over to me?
You send me a Gmail so I don't have to go looking through my Gmail for yours, okay, honey?
Yes, absolutely.
So
I'll do that. Like what I said, I know that your hip hurts right now, but in case
my head
that
don't hurt though, baby.
Oh, okay.
Send me a picture of you. Kiss, blowing kisses to me. That might feel better. You think that would help me feel better?
I don't know, Curtis.
Well, you just try and see if it makes me feel any better. All right, you send me a Gmail.
Okay.
And I get that back to you, sweetheart.
Call
you back. Well, you call me, I have to send it to you. Okay, honey?
Okay. Thank you.
I try to get work on right now.
All righty, no problem. Okay, I'll talk to you later.